you're a helpmeet suitable. Thanks for joining me. It's time that we spend together as helpmeets, making sure that we're suitable, making sure we understand. All right, let's do our tip of the day. Thank you for putting this on your page to let people know I'm a helpmeet suitable and I'm trying to help you out. This is the tip. We got to get this thing. All right. My name is Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. I'm the author of Help for the Helpmeet because I'm more than a wife. I'm a helpmeet suitable. All right. So we were walking up the mountain on Sunday. We've been talking about that because those mountain walks, you know, there's some things that God has you do and you just have no understanding of why he's asking you to do it. You just, you know, don't know. So you just, you know, do it anyway. And then so much comes out of it. Like, God doesn't have to tell us what he's doing. He just has to give us instructions, directions, revelation, insight, wisdom. So he asks us to walk up the mountain. Man, when we get to the top, so much revelation comes. But sometimes God will give you these assignments, these prophetic acts. So we walked to the top of the mountain and revelation came. And we talked about stamina, having spiritual stamina. And the scripture that just came up in my spirit was endure as a good soldier. So are you a good soldier? Because good soldiers are not afraid. Good soldiers may have some feelings, but they deal with them. Good soldiers handle the pressure. Mm-hmm. Good soldiers never leave another soldier behind. So while we're learning how to be good helpmeets, we've got to make sure we help someone else with our example. Mm-hmm. So when you're not treating your husband appropriately and someone else sees you, not a good soldier. But when you honor your, let me just take a park right here. People notice when I submit and honor my husband, and it's actually kind of sad because they'll say, I love how you honor your husband. Why is that so uncommon that people notice it? But I'm glad perfect strangers will stop us in public and say, I notice how you treat your husband. Yikes. We got to have more examples. Come on. That's what we're doing. We're going to have more examples. Honor, respect. People notice. Submit. People notice. It helps them become help me that are suitable as well. I realized that I was learning that this was a spiritual war. The enemy was trying to steal my husband, which meant he was trying to steal my destiny, my family, my legacy, my children's legacy. He was trying to steal from me. So I realized, yeah, I got to learn this war thing. I've got to learn my authority. I've got to learn my weapons because the enemy is not short on weapons. Now, he doesn't have true authority, but if you give him an open door, he's going to take it. So, I had to learn that this was a spiritual war. So, I began to believe verses such as 2 Timothy 2, 3, and 4. When we were on the top of the mountain, I got that scripture, 2 Timothy 2, 3, and 4. I didn't have my Bible with me, but some people helped me look it up. And so, I'm like, is that in the book? Because That particular scripture just is so important to being a helpmeet suitable. And you know what? It's in the book. I mean, it's in the book. So I began to believe verses such as 2 Timothy 2, 3, and 4, which says, take with me your share of hardship. Take with me your share of hardship. Who told us that things weren't going to be hard? God just said he was going to be with us. Now, when he's with us, it makes it easy, no doubt about it. But some of these things are hard because we have some situations in our life that are difficult, some situations in our life that we've got to get through. It says, take with me your share of hardship. This is the Amplified version because it says, passing through the difficulties which you are called to endure. King James says, endure hardship. endure hardship. If you look up the word endure and you look up the word hardship, you'll find that they both mean endure. So it's like endure, endure, like double endure. Some things are going to happen that you're going to have to endure. Are you a good soldier? That's the question for the day. Help me. You got to be a good soldier, which means you've got to endure some hardship. That means get through it. Don't throw in the towel. Don't crawl under the table. Let's be honest. Some of us have crawled up under the table. Been there, done that. Get up from under that table. You're a soldier. We got to do this. Endure, endure. Endure hardship. Whichever. It says passing through the difficulties. Don't stay there. Pass through. Oh God, that's a sip. Help me. Don't stay there. Pass through. Declare that. I'm not staying here. I'm passing through. I'm not staying in the hardship. The hardships will come. Don't stay there. The difficulties will come. Don't stay there. Trials will come. Don't stay there. You're a good soldier. All right. It says passing through the difficulties which you are called to endure like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. We're not just good soldiers. We're good soldiers of Christ. Oh my goodness. No soldier in active service gets entangled in the ordinary business affairs of civilian life. He avoids them. He avoids them so that he may please the one who enlisted him to serve. Woo! God has enlisted us to serve him in his army. Marriage is under attack. Okay, I don't think we have anyone that will doubt or disagree that marriage is under attack. The concept of marriage is under attack. So we got to rise up as good soldiers. I know we're ladies. That's why God was like, now you can put the camo on with the heels. You're still a feminine woman, but do not let the enemy just come in and do what he wants to do because you're a good soldier. We are in the army of the Lord. We've got to make sure we understand we are enlisted. We are to pass through and don't get entangled in all the foolishness. We know our authority, we use it, and we act like we understand. Hardship's gonna come. What soldier goes, oh my goodness, they're shooting at us. Sip. Oh my goodness, they're being kind of mean over there, the enemy. Not what a soldier's gonna do. The soldier's gonna go, oh, let me evaluate. What's my enemy doing? I've got something for that. What strategy am I using? Where do I need to make sure I'm prepared? Where do I need to make sure I'm going to my classes, my training, my boot camp, my basic training, whatever I have to do. But I'm gonna endure. And not only am I gonna endure, but I'm gonna endure. Like, if it happens again, I'm doing what I need to do. You've got to be a good soldier. You've got to realize, raise up, Deborah. Deborah, in the spirit. Like, I've got authority. I've got authority. Now, I'm not saying some things are not going to hurt your feelings. I'm not saying some things are not going to feel like it's unfair. But how long are we going to stay there? How long are we going to complain and whine and yell and scream and cry? Because last I checked, that has absolutely no benefit. Try it. You won't like it. It has no benefit. So we got to wipe the tears, decree and declare our hearts are healed, take everything we need in our emotions to God, and get on the battlefield. Endure. Pass through. Help me pass through. That's the tip. You got to endure hardship as a good soldier. A good soldier is not backing down. A good soldier is going to be ready. A good soldier is going to be prepared. A good soldier is going to win the battle and know that they're not stopping until they get on the other side of the hardship. Don't stop. Boots are to the ground. You already know how I feel about that. When we get our together as a Help Me Army, we have to understand, boots are to the ground. This thing is hard. This thing is difficult. This is the hardest thing I've ever done, but I'm doing it anyway. I'm passing through. Screaming, crying, whining, telling other people all your business, not a good soldier. Doesn't help. You are not a victim. You are a victor. And so therefore, it's difficult. It's gonna make you wanna throw in the towel. Just don't. Realize God's got a strategy. Ooh, that's good. God's got a strategy for every situation you face. Ooh, Jesus. Why would he ask you to do something he didn't already figure out how to do it? We just got to go to him. We just got to tap in. We just got to know. We just got to believe. We just have to have faith. We got to get our weapons. We have to understand who we are. We got to use our authority. He's already figured out how to get you to the other side. Tap in. Tap in. Because we are passing through the hardship. Passing through. God's got a strategy for everything he's asked us to do. So we just have to ask him. And some of our strategies may take training. Some of our strategies may mean we have to study to show ourselves approved. Some of our strategies may mean we've got to get some resources, get some training. What soldier doesn't expect to go to training? And every time he or she gets promoted, they got to go through some more training. They've got to understand more authority. They've got to get more access. So some of us are in wars where we need to get promotions in order to get through. Let's do it. God's got the strategy. We're going to get it. And endure hardship. As a good soldier, we're passing through. All right, ladies. We've got our Help Me Sips and we've got the tip. You are passing through the hardship. You're not staying there. You're not stopping. You're not whining. You're not complaining. You're passing through. So decree, declare, I'm passing through hardship because I'm not a victim. I'm passing through hardship because I'm going to get through this. I'm passing through hardship because God's got a strategy. I'm passing through hardship because I've got authority. I'm passing through hardship because I'm a help me suitable. And I'm a good soldier. I love that. Ooh, that got me excited, especially since it's Wednesday. Oh, goodness. Ooh. And on Wednesdays, the Help Me Army, we know how to be good soldiers. If we don't know, we're getting the training to make sure we do know. We've got spiritual weapons that many of us aren't using. Passing through. How you gonna pass through without your weapons? Don't leave your gun. Don't leave your sword. Don't leave your shield. Passing through, but I'm ready. Passing through, but I'm dangerous. I'm dangerous. I'm a good soldier. I've got my weapons. I've got my authority. And I've got my training. Don't mess with me, devil. I'm a help me suitable. All right, that's your tip. Do you have your journal? Are you going through your journal? Are you making sure these tips are coming together? Passing through. That's the tip for the day. I'm a good soldier. But a good soldier is passing through. All right. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Help Meets, for having some sips with me. Make sure that not only am I suitable, but I'm making sure you're suitable. All right. See you soon.